Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive towards first. Toad catches it and steps on first to double up Lamar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Dykes steals third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Simmons scores. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarbert takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a fly ball into left field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaner for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaner bunts between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaner for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rogel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons scores. Hale moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Hale scores. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lamar. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Lamar steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-4 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Cobb steals third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Marty Caro pinch hits for Buddy Meyer. Marty Caro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caro strikes out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tarbert strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Freeman now playing center field. Marty Caro now playing shortstop. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-4 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to home to get Dykes. Boley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0 for 2 in the game. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.